Oh, this is our intro. Steve and Dave.
Dave and Steve.
Talking about men's issues. Steve and Dave.
Dave and Steve.
We couldn't afford to get a professional intro.
Hi, everyone. So we're back for the second episode of our Two Fellas podcast. I'm Dave.
Steve.
Steve.
And Dave.
How are we doing? Everyone good? We've had a little bit of feedback from our last podcast, which is interesting, on our love. What's everyone's interpretation or definition of love?
My mind is actually even more blown by some of these. Dave, just read some of them
out. Right, okay. I had one today and it was trust. And I couldn't believe it. I thought, shit, it's never even occurred to me. Trust has never even occurred to me. And then I messaged you and you were like mind blown.
Yeah, I literally don't get it. I mean, that sounds terrible. I don't get it. No, I just don't. Like, I feel, and I said this last time, and I know I bang on about it all the time, but I just don't feel like it's enough. I don't feel like it's like, I don't know, like to trust someone. Like, I mean, I trusted my teacher at school. I didn't want to marry her. Do you know what I mean? You trust your mechanic, don't you? You go for a rectal exam at the doctor, and you trust them, but you don't.
Well,
start
I'm not sure, but trust them, well, yeah, but you think that's too matey, don't you? Like trust.
I think it's a bit like oxygen. That's a really good way of putting it. It's like, you know, it's like
a rectal examination is like oxygen.
You can breathe it in, I think. But it's no, I just feel like it's almost like a basic need. You know, like trust is like the very much a basic.
But yours is desire. Is desire not a basic need of some of every human being? You want to feel desired.
I mean, look, I don't know. I don't think it is. I yeah. Again, if I'm having my rectal exam, you know, I do not want my doctor to desire me. You know, it'd feel a little bit awkward if I'm
no, but the doctor's not desiring you while he's examining your bottom hole.
Well, he might.
Mind, he might be taking photos of it for later on in his mind. Yeah. But it doesn't mean he's desiring you right at that moment in time.
Well, I don't think you can pick and choose. I think you either desire all the time or you don't desire. You know, I just think like oxygen is you know, it's very, very basic. You trust. What were the others you got?
Trust. Yeah, I struggle with it sometimes, that you struggle with it because you think you're wrong with desire. You think you're wrong. So is everyone else wrong? When you talk about it, you pose it as a question. You don't pose it as a statement.
Well, I know, but look, I'm the one that's in fucking therapy, you know? there must be an element of me that's wrong, otherwise I wouldn't be there. You know, if I was...
That's another conversation the other day. You're not wrong. You haven't done wrong things.
No, excuse me.
Potentially, but, you know... for a different website.
Different website, yeah.
So anyway, right, we've got unconditional support.
Yeah, again, like a really tight pair of pants.
As my sons used to call them, ball stranglers.
Yeah, like, or a good bra. You know, like, it feels a little bit wet. You know, a little bit. Sorry, it's the wrong podcast.
Yeah, that's definitely the wrong.
It feels a little bit. Yeah, and look, obviously, I've got to be mindful that we've had some beautiful people that have given us this feedback, and obviously, if they're listening again, they're going to know that that's what they said. Mm. So, I'm not. If you are listening, people, I'm not obviously poo-pooing your relationship. Obviously, I mean, you know, but I'm just trying to explore my own thoughts. And for me, I mean, I'm almost... Do you know why I ask it as a question? Because I'm almost envious of the fact that it's...
You feel that bar is so high? And I feel envious that...
Well, I feel my bar is a lot higher. and actually maybe even unachievable.
It is unachievable because you can't be desired all the time.
Well, this is what
I said last time, wasn't it? You can't. It's like I said, if your wife wanted to be desired,
my wife
wanted to be desired 24 hours a day. Are you stallion enough to be able to?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
you know, get yourself ramped up, ready to go.
Yes, 24/7. But this is my point, right? So I know this isn't about love, this podcast, but like this episode, sorry. But this is my point. You know, I personally have been in a relationship for 25 years, and that bar has always been up so high.
It's a funny like face, like yeah, a, like, it's a funny weird like.
Well, actually, because when I say high, my eye is going up like a bit like Quasimodo. You know? the bells. It's that kind of like, you know, that kind of yeah. But and I just and then I'm left with this feeling of kind of, you know, I'm this unloved feeling because it's almost not achievable, you know. So yeah, I'm just a bit like, where's the bar at?
I think you analyse it too much. I think you think about it too much.
Oh yeah, that hence the therapy full circle. But
yeah, a little bit maybe. Enjoying the small moments, the small events in life, like going out for a walk. Going, do you want to just go out, just walk down to the beach, grab a coffee.
But we've done that before.
You're holding my hand though.
Well, yeah, okay. Don't, you know, it's not meant to be a public thing, but yeah.
I agree with those. As in, see, you don't quite get those. I think because the small events mean a lot to me. Not the small events don't mean a lot to you, but from husband wife situation, you know, if you were going to go for a coffee, you'd want like the band outside with dancing girls. Yes. Like, you'd want it set up, wouldn't you? Like, a world championship. Wet t-shirt competition or something going on.
And you're right. This is like, and I think that says a lot more about me as a person than it does. And I think this is why maybe I'm coming across, you know, slightly Australian, where everything's a question, you know? Like, it's that kind of like, you know, I'm not sure, Dave, you know? It's just really mind blowing. I just wonder, like, you know, how many relationships are built on, not built, that's the wrong word, but they're just that misunderstanding and the pressure actually that it puts on the relationship and the individual.
Yeah, from both sides.
Absolutely, because I'm always checking in with my wife, and saying, you know, you're right. You know, are you all right? Have I done anything wrong to upset you? Because I feel like...
But you usually have.
Well, okay, yeah.
Not flush the toilet or...
Yeah, fair enough. You know, use two fingers instead of one. No, look, absolutely. Like, I totally get that. But... calm down, David. I do totally understand that. But it's... I just feel like... What must that feel like for her? You know, like, oh, fuck off. You know, I've been for a walk today. I trust you. You know, like...
Yeah,
you know, what more do I have to give you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she's like kind of... I don't want to... It's not all about me, you know, but I just wonder... That's a classic communication piece and not understanding what other people... Yeah, it's communication, really, isn't it? It shouldn't be called love, should it? It should be called communication.
Communication is a good one, though, actually.
Yeah.
Communication could be a good... Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should come back to this.
Yeah, I was going to say, to wrap it up then, we need to get people to message in, because it'll be on social media.
Yeah.
Direct message.
Yeah.
Ask the partners what they feel is their definition of love.
Yeah, and you've got to be truthful. Like, don't like, change it and like, you know...
And don't overthink it as well. Anybody I've asked, it's got to be a fairly instantaneous. I asked a friend and he took ages to answer and he's pretty quick-witted.
And you don't believe Chris Whitty?
But he couldn't, but he'd never been thought about it. He'd never been asked that question.
No.
And actually, it took him back.
Yeah, but that's it. That's classic.
Yeah.
It's never been asked a question.
Classic.
Oh, classic. Yeah.
Okay, then. So we do that. So what today's podcast.
Yeah.
Right, move on. Second podcast. Was like reviewing the first one. And then, yeah, we'll go. We'll definitely go back to that and do that one again.
We should. It's big. I feel like we've only kind of scratched the surface. Yeah. So, work-life balance. We thought, yeah. I mean, that's a tricky one, right? So... Now, we're both self-employed, you know, so I think we said this in the previous episode, didn't we? You're a private chef.
Yeah.
I
you're dodgy.
Dodgy. a marketing agency. And, you know, I think being self-employed, I always say that your business is another child, right? It is, you know, and I think when you've got a business, kids, a missus that you know you want to desire all the time. We shouldn't go there. No. You become stretched, and there's certain pressures. I think you know.
Self-employed and employed are completely different.
Mm.
Life work balances, aren't they?
excuse me. Yes and no, actually. I think you're right, but I think, you know, I think the mind works differently when it's like.
I suppose being self employed, just stretching the envelope more. You're just trying to ring
more.
You
can get bigger envelopes. You don't need to.
I'm thinking big envelopes already. For big letters.
Well, yeah, it's because you're like.
I'm a big boy.
You're a big boy. You got a book out, you know. So I don't know if anyone realised that. Obviously, yeah, self-published. You know, Amazon. No, not on Amazon.
Not yet. Just calm down.
Sorry. Well, it's being self-employed. You need to self-promote. You know. But yeah, but even if you are just employed, you might want to do overtime. You know, might not want to come home. You know, it's like.
Why wouldn't you want to come home?
Well, because we'll come on to that, I think, won't we? Because it's, you know, there's all these stereotypes. It is stereotypes.
Yeah, it is. Do you know what? It's at school, you get put into a system, don't you? Mm. Where you've got to have your 9-to-5 job, or your full time job. There's not a 9-to-5 back when we were younger, not now, it's not. It's not just now. A flat out job. Four. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to have your house, the mortgage, the house, the wife, the kids, and that's what you were.
Yeah,
that's the system. You know, we're herded into, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was always very much. I'm not being herded into that system. That doesn't make me right or wrong.
No. I get that. I totally get that. But you still strived, haven't you, for that kind of. It's goals, isn't it? It's really fine line between having goals, wanting to provide, wanting to, you know, all that kind of jazz. And then, I hate saying that.
Jazz. That's on Fast Show.
All that jazz.
You probably don't even know what Fast Show is.
Do you know what I've heard
Please,
of it?
Please, for the love of God, don't bloody say to me, oh, someone, a 6-year-old, showed me on YouTube one day what Fast Show was. Or some shithouse thing like that.
Well, I mean, it does sound like a World War II programme. Like, is that something they had just after the war? I don't know what it is.
I'm 44. How old are you?
38, I think.
38, 6 years? Yeah. So, yeah, you probably did miss out on the Fast Show.
This is big.
Where do you go?
But Eurotrash.
Eurotrash is definitely for a sexualised podcast.
Is it? I found it a little bit tame, if I'm going to be honest.
But I suppose it depends on what you were brought up on, Stephen.
Ooh, yeah, but I am thinking that I was probably... I mean, it was on in the 90s, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was pre-20. No, hang on a minute. Hang on.
So it's about early 90s. I was like about 13, no. 14. You were like...
Yeah, I was pre-10.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just think that's probably why I found it. Tame at pre-10. I mean, that feels like a whole other podcast.
What on earth were you...
It was all magazines, wasn't it? In the church toilets and things like that. So it was all really...
That's a stereotype. Right.
Stop, draw a line. Enough. Anyway, where were we?
Yeah. Stereotypical magazine in the chat. No, stereotypical work balance.
Yes.
Life work balance.
Yes, yes, yes. And I think there's lots of different things, right? So let's just get deep a second. It's not deep. I want to say raw.
Let's delve in. Let's open it up. Get in there.
So I was thinking a lot about this the other day as well. I think in the traditional sense, you know, again, if we pretend we're in the system, you know, and this has evolved over the years. You got a bloke, a woman, and a couple of kids, right? That's the kind of what they call that, the nuclear family.
What
are you doing?
What was the program that was on TV?
4.8?
Yeah, 4.2.
4.2. 1.6? I don't know what it was. 2.4.
Like 2.4. Yeah,
the family. Yeah, you're making so much sense.
I'm really struggling then.
Yeah.
But I was hoping you were going to be on it, but you probably didn't know that programme.
No, again, I do feel, was it black and white? Or yeah.
Fuck off, Steve.
Yeah. So, yeah, I do think, so if you've got that traditional sense, and then you have those old stereotypes, you know, I've got all Fagin all of a sudden. You know, the woman would stay at home and cook, and the men would go out and graft. Yeah,
Come on. Exactly what we're saying, down the mine where the woman was changed to the sink, that sort of thing. Like the classic.
Absolutely.
The way it should have been.
I'm going to come back to that, actually, the woman, because I had a conversation with my wife the other day about this, because, again, a little bit of a mind-blowing moment, but I'm going to come back to that. But, no. So the... where am I going with that? Yeah, so and there's just all these expectations again, isn't there? A little bit like the love thing, right? Yeah. You know, the woman stays at home, so the men's got... But obviously, you know, that's evolved over time, because men, women, you know, there's equal opportunities, you know. There's just a whole...
There's a whole raft of men and women now, isn't there? Like the different...
Yeah.
Like variations.
And what that, you... Yeah.
That have evolved in... They've evolved over the last couple of years.
Yes.
So to add that into the mix as well, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, yeah, there's same-sex couples and parents and things like that. So, but anyway.
But the classic is the fella goes out, does his working down the mine or whatever, doing his X hours a week.
On the tools.
Exactly.
On the tools. Yeah.
If you're on the tools. Wife at home, kids go to school. And that's the system that we were...
And then that's the expectation as well, isn't it?
But like you said before, the overtime, it's a fair point, actually. Sort of self-employed or employed, essentially the same thing, obviously. Because you still got to try to find time for the family if you're doing overtime.
100%.
If you're employed. And so...
The reason I was saying that, so I think even now... Right, I think I would. I know there's going to be, you know, exceptions to the rule, but I would say even now, in this day and age, that you've got, you know, the female of the house or the primary caregiver, for children, you know, would normally work part time or stay at home parent or something like that, right? And I think that then. You then have this funny thing starting to brew, right? Because you've got the other parent. Doesn't matter if they're male or female. Yeah. Right? The other parent is then out at work, and then you know you get this kind of resent come up a little bit because you know that parent might come home and be a bit like, you know, oh God, I've been at work all day.
Yeah,
where's my dinner?
Yeah,
and you know, and you get this like odd kind of like I guess tension come up, and this kind of I've been working too, and all this kind of stuff. And I think it's weird in a way, because then you get this kind of weird pressure feeling on the person that I guess is self-employed or employed, where you know they feel a bit guilty for being at work.
Yeah,
they feel a bit guilty, but then they also feel pressured to earn an income, and they feel guilty for following their goals.
Looking at it another way, if you haven't got kids. Then it's life work balance is a lot easier.
Well,
if you add kids into the equation, it really does make that life work balance really hard.
But you know, and you're absolutely right. I mean, so I mean, look, classic. You don't have any kids that live with you, do you?
Well, older, they're 17 and 21.
Yeah, yeah, of course. So, of course, like, you're lying, yeah. No, but what, yeah, I mean, what's your situation? I mean, how do you deal with kind of work-life balance?
Well, currently?
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier than what it used to be. Because when you've got kids, and I love my kids dearly, but trying to get that balance is really hard. And it was great fun trying to do it. So I love work and love my kids and love the family, you know, unit and all that sort of thing. Amazing.
Yeah. But there is, I mean, and again, you know, I've got three kids. I forgot them for a second. I've got three kids. Definitely three. Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, my range from 17 to 11. And it is tricky, right? It is. I'm growing a balls. Business. Growing balls, yeah. I'm still going through puberty. I'm growing a business. I'm trying to be a dad. I'm trying to be a wife.
You're trying to be a wife? You're trying to be a wife?
I'm trying to. That's
what do you wear as a wife?
Well, just a penny.
Really?
Yeah.
What a horrible thought.
What is a penny?
Is it a pin?
Isn't that like a? What's it called that you wear?
It's just a flipping. What's it called?
You're a freaking chef. There we go. Yeah. An apron.
But that's just a housewife word for an apron, isn't it?
What is that? Would you say that's a housewife essential, a penny? I mean, I don't think I've ever seen my wife wear it.
But can we call it a housewife now? Or is it a house person? Do we? That's not even a comedy thing to say.
No.
That's being serious.
Yeah, no.
I suppose it depends on your situation.
I think I was talking about my wife.
I thought you said you were the wife.
I was trying to be a wife.
Oh, okay.
If you remember. I'm trying to be a husband, a dad, and a business owner. And it is super tricky. I find it super tricky to balance all of that. You know, you want to be at your kids' plays at school and their Christmas things. You want to, you know, go to parents' evening. But you also want to give them the best start in life, provide for your family, grow your business. You've got all your customers, your staff, and then you've got your friends, you've got your wife.
You're a workaholic.
This is interesting. I'm glad we started.
Because I actually don't know the answer to this.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to understand it, right? I think, am I a workaholic? See, I've got a real view on this. There's a real negative terminology around that. The fact that you've said holic, you know, alcoholic, you know, foodaholic, if that's a thing, I just made it up for effect.
But air-aholic.
Air-aholic.
If you're taking too much air in.
But anything aholic is like, is addicted to, right? Isn't it? Like chocoholic.
Yeah.
That's a medical term.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm saying,
like, there's two views on this, right? And I think I'm gonna say blokes.
Are you jumping in and just swimming now? Are you gonna be drowning or are you gonna?
When I say blokes, I mean the non. If you in a 2.4.
Husband, wife, kids. It's the classic family. That's what we'll reference.
Yeah, this is what we're referencing.
Yeah.
You know, so the non-primary caregiver of the children, right, assuming that person is out fucking balls to the wall, full-time work, right, I think there's a lot of pressure on that person, you know, to be like a performing monkey, right? You know, I just said to you earlier, you know, the full-time work, the being a dad, the being a, you know,
answer the question
and stuff like that. But I think,
Stephen,
because you said about, are you a workaholic?
Yeah.
Right. No, And the reason I'm going to say that is because I think it's a negative term. And I think it's absolutely okay to be in your family and also be incredibly aspirational.
Totally agree.
I think it's absolutely fine to, I treat my business like another child.
Yeah, me too.
So it's up there. As far as I'm concerned, you know, with my children,
yeah,
it needs nurturing, it needs love, it needs care, it needs attention.
A lot of people won't like this, but it's as important.
Because
if you don't have that, then you lose your income.
Yeah.
I know you can go and get a job easy, but if it's something you're aspirational and you want to build and you want love and you want to grow into something, then it needs to be as important. It doesn't mean that if there's an emergency call about your kids, you're not going to go. But if you've got a bit of work to do, that the kids always come first.
Yeah,
that almost goes without saying. But
100%.
You're coming back to the workaholic thing there. See, I don't mind people using that term because you can be a workaholic and still have a great life-work balance.
Yes, I obviously agree. I get that.
Or is it just the term that makes you feel? I don't like the word failure. I don't.
No.
To even use that word makes me feel really horrible inside.
I think the term has negative connotations.
I think you don't ever use long words.
Well, no.
Connotations.
That's probably the longest word I've ever used.
You've been doing a little bit of research.
But
no, it has. I can see why you say that. I can totally. I don't mind the word.
People do that. Hey, but you are a bloody workaholic, isn't you?
Yeah, but it's like, it's thrown around. Oh, I'm a chocoholic. I'm an alcoholic. Never. Oh, you're an alcoholic.
Never heard anyone called anyone a chocoholic, by the way. Just saying that.
Have you not?
My doctor... He said that to me before.
Was this when he was giving you a rectal exam?
He's like, oh, you're a chocoholic.
Have you had a bit of Galaxy with caramel today, sir?
Hey.
Or was it just dairy milk with raisins and hazelnuts?
I think I'll be a Twix. But, you know. What about your doctor?
Why did you say that?
I don't know where we got there. Oh, because we were talking about trust. That's it.
Oh, I see. You're going back down that road. That's a no return road, though.
Yeah, it is. You're right. No, it's only one way. Look, I think there is this negative connotation about the non-primary caregiver, right, being a workaholic. It's, you know, and it shouldn't be like, I think it's absolutely okay if you're a man, woman, you know, whatever you are, to absolutely have, you know, full-on aspirations and, excuse me,
cool.
And be able to... You know, follow your dreams and provide for your kids, and what a great role model, you know, to for your children, you know, to work hard and really, you know, set those kind of
I think it's great for kids to see parents, whether it be you going out working hard or your wife working hard.
Yeah,
it's it's great. It's great. It's great for them to see that because I think they learn from it and they can see everything you work for, you work hard for. So whether it be their buying and trainers, teeth, whatever it is, they know you've had to work hard for that.
Yeah.
I was going to make a point. It was quite an important point, but you carry on. I can't remember what it was.
I know. I feel like we should have some silence now while we wait for you to just to make it really awkward.
See, I'm a workaholic.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it's, I was going to say.
It's now sounding a bit like a support group.
Yeah. My name is Dave. Michael Caine.
David.
And I am at work.
You're going to have his lawyers on the phone.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. My name is Dave Sargent and I'm a workaholic. But I've got no problem with that. I know I am. I've got an issue with it where I get driven. I'm just driven. It's not, I don't get driven by
money. You're talking it negatively. It feels like when you're talking about
okay.
It feels to me like you're very, very defensive about it, you know.
I think because I feel like I need to sometimes.
Yeah, but that's my point.
Because I've worked so hard
yeah.
in my life. I don't work as hard as I used to. I do like 18-hour days, no problem.
Well, yeah, continuously. Now you've got a book. Yeah,
I don't need to.
No, exactly.
Balls to you.
So, but I think this is my point. And how many other non-primary caregivers out there, you know, are going to feel like, oh, you know, it's almost like, I'm really sorry that I work hard. I'm sorry that I work hard.
Yeah.
How weird is that? I'm really sorry that I work hard. And it's like you have to...
What a great point. There's people you...
Yeah. Yeah. It is, isn't it?
Wow.
Because then you get all that other stuff. Oh, you live for today. You only live once. You're not saving for the future.
Jesus Christ. It is.
All these kind of sayings, isn't it, that come along.
Yeah.
You don't have to choose between your job. You know, there's nothing out there that says, right, you can either be a perfect father or perfect mother, or you can have a career. You can't have both. Yeah,
I don't know why Alan Sugar's suddenly got involved with his finger like that.
Yeah,
you're fired. It's like a bit crooked. His finger as it goes, you're fired.
That's Captain Hook. It's a
bit crooked. That's a real. What a great point.
Yeah, it is. So you're sitting there. You know, I'm an alcoholic. Oh no, you didn't say that. I'm a workaholic, but I'm okay with it. Well, no one was saying you wouldn't be. Why are you being all defensive?
No. But no, I don't mean to come across. That's going to say offensive, defensive.
Yeah.
I think because...
It's natural, though.
I think because it's only occurred to me around about sort of 18 months ago, occurred to me.
What?
That I've got a problem with work.
Why is it a problem?
Because it just takes over.
Yeah.
It takes over my life. Every aspect of my life, it takes over it.
Yeah.
And being the way I am, being so driven, I don't get driven by money, success, material stuff. I just like
from books. Books. You do
shut
get,
up.
Yeah.
I just get driven by just wanting to be have a business that is successful in some form. It's not about like making millions or making loads of money. As long as I make enough money. But I think I've always felt oh wow, okay.
Yeah, but do you see, yes.
I think I've always felt, so my dad worked really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's always like, oh, I never saw you, Dad. You always down at a pub or working. But actually, which he was, but he's still alive, by the way. It sounds like it's a slightly past tense. But it hasn't, it's only been, as I've got older, I've appreciated why he was working so hard.
Yeah.
And I sort of think, Christ, I've taken the mickey out of him for years for like, ooh, working hard. But he just enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And he was there, he provided. So what's the... I never give him a real hard time about it, but now I sort of think,
what's the deal? Like, and look at you. We don't need to go into specifics,
punk.
But you've got a lovely family, a successful business, you know, you live in a nice part of the world, like... And you've managed to keep it all, you know? And I just think there's a lot of pressure with people to almost like having a really, you know, being totally focused on either being a family person or a work person. You can't be both. And I think you absolutely can. I think, you know, what it comes down to is to treat that, whether that's a job or a person, a job or your own business, as a person. And in the same way that, you know, like I've got three kids, well, I've got four kids. You know, I can't just put all of my time on one of them. You know, I need to spread my time across all of them. And I think it's absolutely fine to do that. I think it's absolutely fine to be aspirational. I think it's absolutely fine to be, a fantastic parent or partner or whatever it is, and not feel guilty about it. Because I tell you what, you know, running a business or even holding, you know, not just a job, a career, it's fucking difficult.
Yeah, it's really hard, especially nowadays. And it makes it sound like I'm a bit like, oh, yeah, nowadays. But
yeah,
there is a lot of pressure
nowadays.
And that's something we're going to cover further down the line, as we're going to get into a huge
conversation. Yeah.
But there is so many pressures on you, me, your wife, your kids.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, my kids, they're adults. It's
There's a lot, isn't there? We've not even spoken about like friends, hobbies, you know, all these other things that take up your time. It is about prioritising, but you know, and that is almost another topic in its own sense. But yeah, don't feel guilty about it. You know, I think it is possible. It does require time management. It does require commitment. But I think that's the key takeaway for me is not to feel guilty and not to feel like you have to choose between the other.
I was talking to a mate the other day.
Ooh.
Not a made-up friend.
Oh, okay.
I got two.
You're what, made-up friends?
Yeah. And he said, that when you have a day off, and he's self-employed, so I haven't been employed now for, 17 years.
Mm.
So, but when I was employed, I'd be driven to, on my days off, be thinking about food and what dishes I could serve and specials. And he said, even when you have a day off, very often he still feels like almost guilty because he shouldn't be taking a day off.
Yeah.
And I feel that. So the only time I ever feel like, so I'll get days off, whatever time I get days off. And I don't switch off.
No, we can't.
Ever. The only time I do is if I'm away from a situation. Like, I have to go to another country. Even if I go up to London, so I still feel like I'm on it. Almost have to get onto a plane, so I feel like
I'm... Have you ever been to bloody London?
I go to the Big Smoke all the time, no, baby.
No, you don't. You probably...
I've been there, like, once you've ever last been year.
Bloody launched.
Do you know what I was going... Do you know what I went to London for last year?
What?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh,
fuck you.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Do you know what? You've got such a valid point, right? And why are you feeling guilty about having a day off?
I don't know. I agreed with what he said. Do you feel guilty? I have this...
No.
Sorry, I have this pang of like, oh, God. This is being absolutely completely transparent. You know this about me already. I love working when people are not working. I absolutely love it because I'm like, I'm keeping ahead of the game.
I'm going to chuck a spanner in the works.
I'm keeping ahead of the game. And when I'm not working, I'm like, oh, Jesus, everyone's like keeping ahead of me.
Yeah, I'm going to chuck a spanner in the works here. Yeah, this might not even make it to the podcast, but I'm just going to say it. I reckon you resent the fact that you're not at work.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I do. But that's not a spanner. That's
no,
just...
it's maybe I've not explained it.
You've put like a little, like, little bird. Fly. Put in
like
there.
A little accent over the E or something. Yeah, like yeah. That. Saying, no, it's, I feel like it's less about you feeling guilty, right? Because guilt is quite a positive, like, emotion, Steven. Isn't it? And
yeah.
It's more about, actually, I'm pissed off that I've got to do whatever else I'm doing because I want to be at work. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I don't get pissed off.
No.
But I know where you're coming
from. Do you know what I mean?
It's yeah, I know where you're coming from. I can see what angle you're like nudging me in at. But I'm
kettlebelling you in. Is that right?
But that comes back to that same sort of feeling of
guilt.
Of like, yeah, basically like, I've worked 17 years of being self-employed. Don't stop pushing. It's only been the last, since I've sort of realised I'm a, I was going to say alcoholic, since I've realised I'm a workaholic,
yeah.
That actually, weirdly, I've managed to understand how to take a day off.
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand how to take a day off properly up until that point. And that sounds mental, and I know it does, like, people will listen to this and be like, "We didn't know how I didn't know how to be on a day off."
Yeah,
like genuinely,
yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah.
I might have been acting like me normally, but inside I was, fighting to think. You've worked X amount of time, X amount of hours. You just keep pushing, just keep a little bit more, just ring out a bit more.
I think that's all right though. I think it's all right, and also I think. If you imagine that's like a child, like I said, like the whole child thing, right?
Yeah.
The whole child thing, it's really technical kind of terminology. you would probably feel the same if you, I mean, I don't know about you, you probably have. If my wife and I...
Don't do it.
If my wife and I, on the very, very odd occasion, we've been away and, for a weekend away or something like that without the kids, you do feel a bit terrible.
Oh, you horrendous.
Do feel like, oh my God, like I'm, oh, what a crap parent I am.
Yeah. I remember
it's no different.
Me and my ex-wife went away.
Your ex-wife?
My ex-wife went away for like the night.
Mm.
I feel horrendous. I think anybody that's got kids feels that. Or if you stay at home and the kids have stayed at the grandparents the night, you wake up like sweating in the middle of the night that they're not shouting and bawling. Horrendous. You don't sleep right.
No.
But so...
Are we clapping now? Do we have to clap? Yeah, no. So, I think that ultimately, that's the takeaway. I think I said the same takeaway like about 45 minutes ago. But, I think it's all right. And I think we shouldn't beat ourselves up.
Yeah.
I think we, it's these kind of emotions that we have of the...
Yeah, go on, carry on.
Negativity. All right. I feel like I'm... like when you go to the greyhounds and there's a little rabbit that goes around the inner circle. I feel like I'm the rabbit and you're the greyhound,
Yeah, but I would catch it easy.
They wouldn't. The greyhound never catches a rabbit.
Yeah, but this fucking
otherwise it wouldn't
would
work.
Yeah, but this greyhound would catch wouldn't that
work.
Fucking rabbit.
Wouldn't work. Wouldn't work in a million years. So I just think... Anyone out there struggling, feeling guilty or they're guilty or they're just really struggling to find that work-life balance. I think when you talk work-life balance, it's like, oh, you've got to finish it on R5, go and do it. It's not.
Yeah.
Try treating it as a child. Try spreading yourself between...
Excuse me?
Yeah, well, yeah. Spreading yourself,
So elaborate.
Well, just imagine yourself laying down, what's it called, a mosh pit? They probably had them back in your day.
Not a mosh pit.
What? I didn't say a moth pit.
No, I said a mosh pit.
Oh, not a mosh pit. Oh no.
No, a mosh pit. They do exist nowadays, Stephen. Yeah,
I'm just not cool enough.
No, you've never went in there. You couldn't go in an head like that. You'd knock everyone over.
No, I would fall over.
Bashing everyone over.
Spread yourself across your whole family and include your career or your employment or your job or whatever it is as part of your family.
Yeah.
Stop thinking it's something outside and include it. Embrace it. Get them involved in it,
Yeah. One last thing. One last point I want to make. I listen to a lot of podcasts, Stephen Bartlett in particular.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of flights.
Stephen, if you're listening, we've just mentioned you, buddy. You can have this one for free. So next time, we will need some kind of payment.
And the people on there, like CEOs and some famous people, but like people that have worked really hard, a lot of them do say, I had to work really, really hard, missed my kids growing up. But they wouldn't have been where they were. They wouldn't have got what they had if they... didn't miss out on those particular moments.
No.
And I've missed out on bits and pieces. And do I regret it? Not for a second.
No way.
No flipping way.
Good.
Because I was always there for my kids and still am now. But you made a great point. I think you've genuinely, that will stick with me, about you shouldn't feel bad for, and it's a, and you made some great points, Ozzy.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So
Elvis over here with his quiff.
Hey, Tintin, I like to say. Well, we're going to leave it there.
I like that. It was good. You made some great points and valid points for once in your life.
Oh, that's very nice. Very nice to get
some. We'll have a little a fist.
Well, I feel like we need to have a side effect there. Side effect or sound effect?
Sounds good.
I'm going to shut up. All right.
Right, nice one.
See you next time.
Cheers, man.
Thank you.
This is our outro.
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 This is our outro with automatic fading.